Hi, everybody. Good evening and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing, the Healing Highway. It is Monday, November 25th, 2013, and we are live on bbsradio.com Station 1. So we have a great show coming up. We'll be taking your questions at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and also you can type your questions into the BBS Radio Fast Chat. So if everybody wants to bring up the image of the light being, Ron can charge that up with peace energy for you and your space. And I put a link into the fast chat for that. And you can also find it on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. It's over there on the right side of the page. It looks like an image of a face. Okay, Ron, so I'll turn it over to you, and hopefully we can bring some peace energy for everybody in their space for this Monday show here. So over to you, Ron.
Got it. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So hopefully you're feeling wonderful energy coming your way. And it's been really strange the last yesterday and maybe today possibly. So if anybody has any experiences that are, is kind of weird, where maybe you don't feel like you know what you're doing, or let me know, because I have had people commenting that it's much like losing time or not even knowing where you are, just weird stuff. So anyway, if you've experienced that, call in or definitely send us an email on us so we can talk about it. So, back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see what happens here.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have been saying weird things have been going on. So, if that's been your experience, we'd love to hear about it. And you can type your response into the fast chat. You can email us at clsquestions@yahoo. Or I think we're taking callers tonight, Ron, so we can have people call in maybe if they've heard or experienced something strange. And the lines for the U.S. and Canada are toll-free, 888-627-6008. And you can also try, if you're in California or the rest of the world, maybe 503-413-5011. So you can find those also on the BBS radio page if you need them. And, yeah, so a couple of people have questions that are left over from our last week's show. We've been talking about timelines, timeline crashing, and also we just wrapped up the last healing intensive of the month yesterday, which was the November 24th 8-hour healing intensive conference call, and Ron was doing a lot of work removing energetic pins from our bodies. So if anybody wants to call in or write in and share their experience about that, that would be great, too. Ron does these calls every month. It's a series of 3 8-hour healing calls, and you can find more about those at the top of his website, creationlightship.com. Okay, so somebody wrote in a while ago, and this is the first time I'm getting to this question, but it's a good one because this listener writes that, you know, for the people who have a set belief system, you can, I guess this is in regards to if you're telling them about Creation Lightship, you can tell them or ask them, you have to hear the information to believe it in the first place. So you can just hear this new information, and then you can make your mind up about it. And they recommend teaching them how to do the mind-to-heart drop and asking them to listen in the heart center, which will help. And that's just a thought. So, yeah, I find that that does work. I've done, and I know other people have done, sample healings on people, and I find that if you do the mind-to-heart drop with them before you try any of the samples, they're much more receptive to that. So even if they have a set belief system, that could be helpful in getting them to maybe try some of the sample healings first. Okay. So thanks for that, and that's a great idea. You can also find, I should mention, the Mind to Heart Drop Ron does at the top of the website. It's an audio sample, and there's a little drop-down menu there, and I think it's the first or second healing right there on top of the website. So that's a great one to do. If you're not sure how to do it or if you're new and you've never done it before, definitely check that out. Okay, so the next question is someone has a question about the emotional clearing, and they would like to do the emotional clearing for someone in their life that they can get along better, but they're not sure if they're a clone or not. Would the emotion clearing do anything for them if they are a clone?
To my knowledge, it probably will not work. Well, a new clone. Remember, the clones have a program, and they're running on a program, and eventually they get, you know, connected to emotional energy. So, yes, it could do that as they start to understand more about reality here. So the answer would be it could work, yes. But to a brand new clone, it probably won't really have any effect because, you know, they have to have the program energized and also to get more information in the program. And then they will start using emotions like humans. So that's kind of what I see will be happening. As far as, you know, if you found somebody who's been a clone for like maybe 2 to 3 months, I would say it probably would not work that well on them. But if you have one that's maybe 9 months old or so, I would think that they are having more emotional stuff, and you can just see how they are. Are they emotional? So that's the first thing. Is a person emotional? If they're not emotional, then I would not do the clearing on them. But if they are emotional, then do it. So, and, you know, just check out their body energy. You're going to know real quick if they're a clone or not. Look at something dead, and then look at somebody who's alive. Or something that's alive, okay? So you can look maybe like at, if you're in a coffee house. So look at some chairs and tables and just look at them, and they're not going to have any energy at all on them, supposedly. They could have something, but normally they won't. You know, won't have any life force. There's no spirit in them that's going to give it life force like we have. And then use that reference to look at people. And you're going to find that, you know, the people that are real will have energy. And the ones that are not will look like, you know, the same energy as a table or chair or you know, whatever, you know, is around there, even a coffee cup or something. So, you know, just know that, you know, as the programs get more enhanced with the clones and they start to understand how to live here more, then they'll be in emotions and then the clearing will work on them. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, I'm going to get back to that too, Ron. I had a couple of questions, but I think I heard a beep. So do we have a caller on the line? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, we do. It's Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, I hope y'all are doing well. I have some questions, and I also have some experiences.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Okay, I had a time travel incident over the weekend. I was fixing a PC, and I noticed that it was in a time that was forward, saying that it was fixed at that time. And it was obviously not that time, and I looked at the clock, and it was some 5 hours or so before this time was supposed to take place. And just before I saw that time, I asked myself if I was going to be able to fix this computer or not. And then I happened to see the time on it jumped forward, and I'm holding the thing, and I'm going, well, okay, this is different. And so I went on, and I fixed the computer, and at the end of fixing the computer, it was the exact time that I saw on the computer when I asked myself, am I going to be able to fix this computer? So did it go into the future, or did I?
That's good. I mean, It must be nice that you know there's an answer to these things, right?
Right. Well, I noticed that the time on the wall, on the clock, the now time that I was in was the time that was normal, but the time on the computer was different.
Very interesting.
But it did stabilize and go to the time that it was supposed to be after it was fixed.
Very good.
Okay, and then the question that I have is, last night when I was sleeping, I woke up momentarily, and the reason why I woke up is because I felt something cuddling up against me. and I didn't know what it was. I was laying on my stomach, kind of, and I looked around, and I saw what this thing was, and it was white, and it was soft, and it was floating in the air, and it was cuddling up to my back.
Yep.
Do you know what that was? It liked me, and it didn't feel bad,
yeah,
but I don't know
a,
what it was.
Yeah, I think it was a dog. It felt like a dog to me, a larger
dog.
Yep, it's a dog. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, because I didn't know what it was. It was very soft, and it was round. It was obviously a spirit of some kind.
Uh-huh. Yep, you got blessed by a dog that came in to see you.
Okay, I just wondered what it was. That's all.
Yep, the first dog that I saw was, let's see here, maybe like a greyhound or something. That kind of, that feel pretty correct at all? I don't see it as a German Shepherd. I felt like it was a white skinned dog.
It was soft and pudgy. It was very soft.
Yeah.
And it was round. It didn't have really a shape to it other than it was kind of round and it was like generic, so to speak. It was like a pillow almost.
Okay.
And it was cuddling up to me, and it felt like a being.
Yeah. It felt like a dog to me as you're talking about it. That's very cool.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I just wondered what it was.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for helping me out with it.
Yeah. Yeah. What day was it that the timelines were getting goofy with your computer that you're trying to pick?
That was yesterday.
Yesterday, yep. Oh, we should get a lot of good people here talking about goofy timelines, maybe.
Well, see, what got me about it was is the computer was in one timeline and I was in another. And it stayed in its timeline and I stayed mine, and we both interacted.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay.
So that's why I wanted to tell you about it, because it was different.
Yeah,
we'll see if anybody else has any weird things.
I think we've got a few more callers. Barbara, thank you so much for calling in and sharing this with us.
Thank you. It's a good
okay.
And it's great
thanks
that you were
able being there to talk to.
Yeah, you're welcome. And it was great. It was great that you noticed this.
Okay, well, thank you, guys. Good night.
Okay, have a good one. You too. Bye-bye. So, Ron, I think we have another caller on the line, so we'll just go ahead and take that call. Do we have a caller?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Elizabeth. I'm Larry.
Hey, Larry. What's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to make an observation that our practice that we do and the religious practices that they do is, in a sense now, in a particular sense, they're almost identical. Just consider that they believe in releasing darkness for the light in their scriptures so you can be made whole. They believe in the ascension process. They believe in love and light and walking in light and peace, but not the mental consciousness. And they believe a lot like we do. There's not a lot of disagreements that we have from them anyway. There's a lot of agreements that we have with them right off the bat. That's all I have.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like, it sounds like maybe you're talking about like a light of the darkness type of thing, Larry.
Well, I wasn't going there. I wasn't looking there. I wasn't going there. I was just going by acceptance, and I was just going by this other way of looking at things, that we don't have resistance with each other. It's just the light, that the light has no resistance with anybody.
Right.
Okay, I'm just looking through the light at this point, so.
Okay. Well, that's great. Did you notice any weird timeline shifts happening yesterday?
I had more clarity than at any other time. I've been doing 3 timeline crashes, and I have more clarity than ever right now.
That's great. So you've been timeline crashing every day then?
Yes, uh-huh.
And three
and
different separate timeline crashes?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Well, that's great. Maybe that's why you didn't feel these weird timeline shifting.
No, I didn't feel anything.
Okay, good to know. Well, thanks for calling, Larry, and we definitely appreciate the input.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day. And I think we may have one more caller. Do we have another caller on the line? Did we hear a third beep, or is there? Okay, I guess not. Okay. So, wow, interesting stuff, Ron. And
we do have a caller.
Oh, we do have a caller. Okay, caller, you can go ahead.
Hi, it's Sharina.
Hi, Sharina.
Is anyone there?
Yes, you're here. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Okay, thank you. Ron, I have a question about the healings. I'm looking at the special healings, and I seem to remember that you said you could pretty much use that for anything. And I'm just trying to be financially efficient about the healings that I do. And I was considering whether to do the unlimited of the, for instance, the blood and circulatory, the mind and body, the infection body, self-empowerment. But I'm wondering if I can purchase the special healings and do all those kinds of things in the special healings clearing.
Yeah, the special clearing healing is designed for a physical body problem, and it'd be one problem that you're working with. So I put that one up, like if somebody will say, I just got a broken arm or something, and they wanted to do extra healing work on it. We didn't have a thing listed for broken arms. They could do that for that type of clearing. So it's designed for one particular modality, you know, or situation that you're having. And that's what it's for, is for physical healing.
Okay, so I think I can interpret that answer as being yes. Like
well,
if I've got some issue going on, and I would use mind of the body, but I can just use special healings for whatever that issue is?
Like if you had an issue with maybe having an infection in your body and you just can't get rid of it, then, yeah, I would say do that clearing, yes, or your infection or something, if that's the case.
Okay.
Or maybe you have a lung condition, so you could do that for that, because we don't really, we do have the circulatory and the other clearings up, you know, on that one clearing. So I would almost, you know, if you're dealing with a condition, I would probably try to steer you into the body jumpstart series and get a bunch of those clearings. That one I think.
Yeah, well, I did that once when I started, and now I'm looking at should I go and get the unlimited version of all those things, that, or can I just do what I need to do with the special healings instead? That's sort of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, the special is only made for one particular thing normally. So, you know, if you have more than one type of situation, I'd probably do the other one instead.
Okay.
You know, okay. And you said, yeah, like a broken arm, I'd say, well, we don't have anything on there. We do have a skeleton clearing in the body jumpstart, but, you know, you could probably go into that one and do that. But I would probably do the body jumpstart bundle. That also has, I think, the magnetic twisted body in there.
Right, yeah, I've got the magnetic twisted now. I bought that one.
Okay.
So it's just the three that I still... But it seems like I'm better off if I buy the unlimited version now, and then I'll have all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sharina, have you started doing the magnetic twisted body yet?
Yeah, no, I have that. Actually, I've got it running all the time. I bought the unlimited version of it.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. Ron, is there anything else that you see that, because I kind of don't know where I need to go next. Is there anything else that you see that I've done so many already, but I don't know what's lacking still?
Yeah, why don't you send me an email, and I'll tune into the email and see what I can figure out for you. If there's something
okay,
that...
Okay, thanks, Ron.
Or something, okay?
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, you're very
okay,
welcome.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling, Sharina. And we will get back to the questions here. Unless anybody else wants to call in. So We were just finishing up the, I believe someone was asking about whether or not they could do an emotional clearing on someone who they believed was a clone. And I guess, Ron, your answer was possibly, but most likely no. So I'm wondering if the clone to the clone light infusion that you've been offering, would that help somebody out before doing an emotional clearing on them, or would it wouldn't matter? It would just be a different type of clearing?
Yeah, that'd be a different type.
Okay.
So, you know, I think the person actually answered their own question.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, if somebody's emotional, I would say, and they're a clone, will the clearing work for them? The answer is yes, because you already know that they're emotional. So they're already doing and running emotional energy. So that would be yes. So back to you. I think we got a beep there. Have a caller on?
Yeah, we do. I think I heard that too, Ron. Is there a caller on the line? Go ahead.
Yes. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling in because I had a question about Morgellons. I just am new to your site and wanted to get some input about where to start with that one.
Okay, what have you had so far as clearings? Have you did your emotional clearing mm-hmm. yet?
I have not.
Okay, that's
that
what you
one
want.
Is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you want to start with the emotional clearing first. That's because your issues are tied up into emotions in this lifetime. And that's why you need to have that clearing done first. If you're really, really a mental person, then you may want to do a mental clearing. That's almost just as important. So I would first do the emotional one and just see where that how you are with emotions and how you relate to life here. And if you need to do something else, then do that. And then from there, you know, reevaluate yourself. And then we can maybe help you out more with what clearing maybe would work.
I did send an email today to see if there was, you know, an avenue I should take, you know, and I'm like the lady before me, you know, finances are a little bit of, you know, an issue, so I'm trying to be streamlined and get what I need.
Yeah, what I would probably do is do the emotional one, and then any clearing after that, it's a one-for-one, so the next clearing, you know, would be half price, so you can bounce them back and forth that way, regular price and half price. But I would probably, you know, do... the emotional one, maybe the mental clearing next, and then from there go into maybe the body jumpstart sequence there. There's a lot of clearings on that to help you.
Body jumpstart sequence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
body
write these down.
Clearings on it.
The body jumpstart sequence does?
Yeah, it's a body jumpstart. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And, you know, I'm curious. Do you have any kind of ideas where this, what has created this?
Yeah, it's alien stuff coming in through the air, I think. Much like stuff that's being dropped on us from the airplanes that are flying up there, poisoning the air. So that's probably part of the situation there.
The emotional, the mental, what was the last one, the body?
Body jumpstart bundle.
Jumpstart.
Yep, you just probably put in jumpstart, it could probably come up.
Yeah, I saw that you had someone on your site that had a clearing, and I've been working at this since January is when I started this, so I wanna take a fast track. I've been diligent about cleaning and clearing, and it's just not happening.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully this will be the ticket. And I appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you. And then also do all those free clearings, too, that's online.
Yeah, I've been doing those. I've been picking out everything I can, and I've been looking at some of your past broadcasts and things like that, and I did send an email to see if maybe there was someone that could direct me to something specific in there that would be helpful. So,
yeah,
but I will. I will start with the emotional.
Yeah, do the mental, and then do the body jumpstart bundle, and then we can maybe connect after that and find out what you might need. Because those are the ones that I'd recommend right off the bat.
Okay, and then reconnect and see if there's something else at a later time after that, needed.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, you're probably going to be about 2 months down the road, a body jumpstart bundle. I think it's either 2 or 3 months, so there's a lot of clearings you can do to take advantage of that.
Awesome.
I think there's a body jumpstart. Do you know what they are, Elizabeth? Do you remember?
What was that, Ron?
You know, it is 5 clearings, isn't it, on the body jumpstart?
The body jumpstart, yeah. There are 5 clearings, and if you just give me 1 second. I was just actually reading the Maud Jelens page on the website, but let me see if I can...
Yeah, I read that, too. She did quite a few things, so I...
Yeah, it sounded like
she didn't
pretty severe.
She did mention that it was probably specific to her and that, you know, other people may need guidance in other areas, but...
But I would say, like what Ron said, the whole lifetime emotional is probably the best one. Okay, so after that one, so the body jumpstart is 5 clearings, and it's for 3 months, and it has magnetic and twisted body alignment, the infection body clearing, the mind of the body clearing, the blood and circulatory system clearing, and the body system rejuvenation, and that one includes 14 body systems.
Okay.
So that's
on
the best
emotional
deal.
One, I noticed there's more than just one emotional one there. There's the emotional body, and then there are other listings. What are all of those?
The emotional whole lifetime clearing? So that one is it's just called, like, I think the formal name of it is the emotional body clearing. And
yeah,
that's the
is that
one,
for all of
the
other stuff that's listed
get.
Individually? Is that the whole, because I noticed there's, like, 1 through 7 and 8 through.
Oh, yeah, just start with
just
the plain old emotional body clearing. All right, Ron, I would just start with that one.
Now, the other ones are for your generation going back, which you may not need.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe your parents or grandparents had a situation that you can't shake off, but then you go into the 7 generational series.
Got you. Okay. I was confused about that. So that clarifies a lot for me and gives me a place to start.
Okay, great.
Yeah, let us know how you're doing, too.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
And then I'll do the nano clearing a lot. The nano clearing, that could cause it, too.
I actually thought of that one, too,
Ron.
Yep.
The nano, I think it's called, this one is the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. And that's that one's only 25, but I would recommend getting that one after the whole lifetime emotional.
2012 Global Cellular Nano
Detox.
Yeah,
it's kind of an intense clearing too.
I think we got a beep there. Beep. Another beep.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
Yep.
And hope these help you out. I think that Nano 2012 one would be really good because it says right on there that it helps a lot of there's a lot of reactions that sound like maybe they might be connected to the symptoms. But so it is true. Everyone's different, so you kind of have to approach it on a personal level. All right, I think we do have another caller on the line, so go ahead, caller.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm doing...
Oh, well, it's in today.
Yeah, we're getting all these great calls.
Oh, just because all these work and all things happening, so I have to share them with somebody. I just wanted to share my story today, and I'm getting an echo in my phone, so I'm hoping that I'm coming through okay for you guys.
Perfect.
Okay. I just wanted to share that I had a visitor this weekend, and today my youngest daughter was leaving, and so we just went into town to get a bite to eat before she left, and she was going to give me some money out of her wallet. She said, well, go ahead, if you need to do this, just go ahead and take some money, you know, because she knew I wasn't getting paid until, you know, the end of the week. And I said, okay. I said, I will. And so I went in her wallet, and I took, she said, well, just go ahead and take that $5. And I said, no, that's okay. I really don't need that. So I just took some singles. And we got to the restaurant. We had our lunch. And then she went to pay the bill. She says, Mom, I thought you took, you know, some money. And I said, well, I did. And the same exact money was in her wallet as when before I took it. So I just laughed, and I went, oh, my goodness. I said, that's a classic sign of a timeline shift. And I said, it's too bad that you couldn't come up with a couple $100 in the wallet, you know, from whichever timeline we just shifted onto it, and we both just laughed it off. But it was kind of strange because, you know, I know that I took the money from her wallet, but the same amount of money was in her wallet after we ate our lunch. So do you think that was a timeline shift?
Yeah, I would probably say 100% on that one, yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay,
you just got the copy and paste done before you picked the money up. So they copy and paste before you took the money into the other reality where you were getting your food. So when you took the money, you're on a different timeline, but they copy and pasted the old timeline into the new one or your present moment, which had all the money in it. Boy,
that's really creepy, though, you know.
You got to go in the banking business, huh?
Yeah. Well, she's pretty lucky. She's walked out of restaurants where she lives in the city of Milwaukee, and she, you know, then looked down and picked up, like, she picked up $65 one day, just right on the ground, right in front of her, you know. She's pretty lucky that way. But I was going to ask you really quick, Ron, if you see anything on my shoulders that I need to clear or get rid of. I feel like I really picked up something. Anything there
to
be cleared?
It's a shapeshifter. It's changing forms, but I'll release it. I can't really say what it is because each time I get a visual, it goes from a snake to something with a bunch of legs on it to something else. So I'll just get it off your shoulders here. Here we go.
Oh, that'll be great. I can see it like peeping through my eyes even, so.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it should be gone now.
It did. My whole back just like shook and released it. Oh, thank you so much, Ron. Okay, well, I'm going to jump off the line. We've had a lot of callers tonight. Great show, you guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks, Janice. Wow. And we have another caller, I think. Do we have another caller?
Yes.
Hi, go ahead. You're on here.
Yes,
hello.
This is Philip.
Hi, Philip.
Hi, Juan. I want to thank you for responding to my email and all the help that you provided to me. And I also wanted to talk to you about last year when I was in the hospital for blood clots in my lungs, and I remember I participated in that monthly clearing, and I've been taking medication since then. Last Thursday, I went for a CAT scan, and they found no more clots in my lungs. And
right.
I believe about 2 or 3 months ago, I participated again in that monthly clearing that you've done. And I believe I'm free with those clots now. So now I'm waiting for the doctor to take me out of the medications.
Oh, that's great.
And all that, I just want to say thank you to you guys, to the Creation Light Ship.
You're very welcome. Very, very welcome.
Wow, that's great.
Yes, that's great. So right now I'm doing the clearings that you sent me the other night. So I'm trying to get some help, you know, with those issues I'm facing right now.
Yes. So we'll
thank
see.
Thank you again for all that.
Okay, you're very welcome, Philip. Thank you for the testimonial. That's great, and I'm glad that you're in good health now. Wonderful.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very
I remember
welcome.
When I was in the hospital, I didn't even have time, you know, to call you to sign up. And when I called you, you said, "Oh no, you're already in there." And
yeah.
That was one of the monthly clearings that you were doing. I never forget that.
Those monthly calls are really wonderful.
Yes.
Very.
Yeah, and basically the last one that I participated in was probably in August, and I was an absentee because I didn't have really time to be in person sitting there and listening. To me, I was under the impression being an absentee, you would lose something, and apparently I didn't lose anything. I got all the full power of the clearings.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, thank you for saying that, because I think a lot of people might think that, and it's good to know that an absentee is the same as actually sitting there and sitting in front of the computer and doing the call.
Yeah, that was my impression, but you know, based on the results, you know, I didn't lose anything being an absentee.
Great.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to thank you all, guys, for your support, and you were very compassionate during all the time.
Oh, thank you.
And I sent one an email recently to about 3 days ago to request some help with some other issues, and he responded to me and with a lot of attention. Thanks again.
You're very welcome, and say hi to Marie and Eric for us, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Philip, for your call and your testimonial. It's always wonderful to hear those. And I don't know if we have another caller on the line. We've had really busy phones tonight. Is there somebody else waiting to talk to Ron?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, wow. So, wonderful show tonight, Ron. And we're going to try to get back to the questions here. So, somebody said that they are actually asking if maybe you could do a sample emotional clearing for an abandoned cat, an orange and white cat that they took in. You did a clearing for an eating problem on the cat, and he was eating a lot really fast, and it helped a little. So maybe you could do a sample emotional healing for people's pets, Ron, if that's okay.
Okay, here we go. So one, I'll count to 10 to see if we can release some of the energy that's maybe harmful or in confusion for the animals here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. So if anybody's listening, yeah, if you have any animals, your pets, you know, it's the same price that would be for you as far as their age, so just go on and, you know, pay for the emotional clearing, or if they are in fear or trauma or something, the clearing will work just like you would for yourself. Just go in there and do the clearings for your particular, you know, pet or animal. That works out really well for them. And they're probably actually more responsive than what, you know, people are. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's great to know, Ron. All right, so the next question, the listener wrote us, and they're wondering what is the correct clearing to do to organize a new home and clear clutter from an old home. They've tried location space clearing but seem stuck. Should they resume timeline crashes for clutter?
Yeah, that could work. I also do, if you wanted to send me maybe your house plan or something, you know, I could do that possibly. But the space clearing should work out pretty well for that. So, you know, I would probably do a space clearing. Now, it's possible that, you know, like what we experienced more recently here the last couple of days, maybe people have been commenting on, maybe your house is in a different timeline than you are, and things are happening kind of strangely with that, too. That could be a possibility, that you may be clearing the present timeline, which is great, but maybe the house is in an older timeline. I really haven't given that much thought. You know, the dark side creates all these different things for us, but it could be on a different timeline completely. Now, if you're bringing into your house the clutter from your old house, for instance, and the house maybe looked very good to you when you bought it because it wasn't cluttered, and now you're collecting and collecting things and cluttering your house up, then you might just look at, I don't have a clutter clearing, but, you know, just do something to where one of the clearings could probably work. You might have entities in the house wanting you to bring stuff in, too.
Yeah, I think entities attach a lot to objects and clutter.
Yep, so I'd probably do an entity clearing, and very possibly the entities are having you bring clutter into your house. They like that. So you probably have this entourage of entities with you, and you think it's you, maybe, or what's wrong with you. You know, people wonder why they do different things, and they could just be entities. So, you know, I do the entity clearing. And that clearing, really, people should get that one, and then also sign up after that, get the unlimited version of that. That's entities are always here. You know, that's one of the main things, you know, that we have. So that's here to torment us. I haven't seen any cloned entities come in yet. So hopefully they won't come in. That would be pretty bizarre. All of a sudden, here you are, and you get a cloned entity come into you, and you start acting like robotically controlled, you know? That'd be pretty weird. But I don't think that technology that they're using is going to do that. So, the phase out there. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so that also, it sounds like a good idea to maybe, if you have the ability to do this, clear the new house before you actually move into it. Like maybe do a location and space clearing like the week before you move, if you can. And yeah, I think that Ron's right with the entities. That sounds like a great idea. So hopefully that helps. And go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, and then also, if you're moving into a new house, maybe you're living there already, get some history on it. Find out who lived there before. You know, what, did anybody die in the house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did animals die in the house? You know, ask your neighbors if they know the past owners and what their history was. Because that history could be attached to the walls and stuff. You know, it's interesting, you know, the walls, like the sheetrock, I don't know about wood, but like sheetrock, for some reason, carries the energy of whoever was in there. So I don't know how or why, but it does that. I don't think the wood actually does that, but I was talking to somebody, and they were telling me that they tore a wall out in their house because maybe they got some water on it or something from the roof leaking, or I forgot what it was, but they said once they took the wall out, the whole room changed. And so everything that was probably said in that room was being absorbed probably in the sheetrock drywall, you know? And I wouldn't really understand that too much, why and how, but that's what they meant to me. So, oh, we got a beep. Got another caller on?
Yeah, hi. Ron?
Hi, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you do have another clearing, but I used it and it still didn't work because I guess a lot of my stuff is light of the darkness stuff in my apartment, and I've never been able to get rid of it. I believe if I do the timeline crashing, if I focus on it and not do other stuff on that timeline crash, then I probably can get rid of it finally because I'm really sick of all this clutter. But you had an object decoding. I mean, I had that one. and it started, and then I would, I guess, lose focus, and I guess there were timelines. Back then, you didn't have timeline crashing. So probably now, if I did it with the timeline crashing, it would probably work very beautifully.
Yeah, that's probably correct, yeah.
And then clearing the objects, you know, like with the object clearing page as well, like to put, infuse it with, you know, the light rather, you know, before, because I can't even stand touching anything that I want to get rid of. So it's like, I actually did it with the harmonic clearing, Ron. I had the harmonic clearing up so that I was able to touch anything in my house. But as, I said, it doesn't go unlimited. It only goes one at a time, so it takes forever for me to clear that, to really have. I really could use that. I wish that, I'm begging you, please have them put it up so I can check them all off. This way I can get, you know, I could do more than one window. I know I have to do more than one window, but this way I could really focus, and the timeline crashing at least will definitely get rid of most of that, probably. Doing that is the most important thing. Thank goodness for that. I did want to share something. When somebody called in about the intensives, I had told you this a long time ago, but I want to reiterate it again. It also ties in with that special clearing. With the special clearing, can you use that for, like, teeth issues? Because we've had one time you did an intensive. Remember one time where we had 1 week, it was all about teeth and gums and the whole thing. And so I'm thinking now, if I'm actually having issues now with my gums. So I tried to timeline crash it. I haven't gone back to see if it's changed yet for inflammation and all this other stuff. And then I was thinking with the special healing, I guess that would work in there as well, wouldn't it, Ron, because it's a physical issue?
Yeah, the special clearing, that's what it's designed for. It's something that we don't have, you know, on the website. So you may want to do that. But I think the Body Jumpstart will give you more bang for your buck, and I think there's a box you can type in there or enter something in if it's not listed. So you can go through all your body.
The infection body. And I mean, so we have to buy each part of it for the unlimited, right? It's not like you buy the unlimited for the entire package. You just have to buy the individual ones that have an unlimited version, right?
Yeah.
The Body Jumpstart, if you've already done the Body Jumpstart.
Yeah, so so what we're talking about is on the Body Jumpstart, you have 5 clearings, and I think all of those may have unlimited versions to that, which means that you can go in.
Except for the Body Rejuvenation, I believe, does not have that. That you have to buy by the day, month, or week, or something like that. So
yeah,
that's the only one that doesn't have an unlimited version, from what I remember. One other thing I think it didn't have. But can I give you the testimonial again about the time that we did that intensive for the 1 week, just for the intensive for the... I had my son and my husband at that one, but my son had a strange effect from it, and now I know why. Back then, you did not have the poison, take away poisons, waste products, and all that. After he was on that clearing for a week, and I shared this, and I didn't want to alarm everybody that there was like a bad side effect. Actually, it was a good side effect because he had a buildup of fluid in his heart, and that, you know, he was hospitalized for the weekend, that they found it, and so everything worked out in the end. But I believe that was the reason why he had fluid accumulation around his heart, pericardium. It was because, back in 2009, you did not have the poisons clearing and all the, you know, waste products and dead carcass, you know, clearings. So I think that it really, you know, helped him a lot. And he doesn't know that I had done that clearing on him, and I didn't tell him because he probably would never let me do another intensive on him if I ever were to be inclined to. So I just wanted to share that again, because now I had said that and made it sound like it was a bad thing, but now it's like he's been checking up his heart more often and stuff like that. So I just wanted to share that. And to give one more testimonial about the timeline crash, I've been timeline crashing because I'm going to visit him, and on the East Coast we were supposed to get a storm. It's just going to be rain now, so it worked again. never fails me. So
yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, so are your clouds turning into ice cubes?
Oh, they've always been. I have it following me, Ron. I actually instruct my timeline crash wherever I go and have my picture in front of it with my address. So it's timeline crashing over my building. Like I had told you, I had one time a line that went straight across the roof of my building, and so that was very strange. And when I traveled to visit my son in Boston at one time, I was watching as the bus was moving. I kept seeing wherever I went. I didn't know that's what you had said back then was ice cube clouds. I just thought, that's strange. All those clouds keep breaking up, and I keep seeing that. But that was back then when I didn't hear about the timeline crash being, you know, breaking up the clouds like that. And so now I remember that I noticed that. So I'll be traveling again to New Hampshire this time Wednesday. So I'm going to be on the lookout because I have my timeline crashing. All my clearings will be up at home because I don't have a computer to take with me. So I'm going to see how everything works out with the timeline crashing and the clones up, clone clearing up. Everything's going to be up.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm looking forward to telling everybody Wednesday. Hopefully we'll all tune into your show. Because it's his in-laws, and I want them. I've told them about you, and I've done clearing for my son and my daughter-in-law. So now it's time for them to listen to the show, and it will be really interesting to see what they experience during your show.
Is that a couple of days then?
Yeah. I was talking to somebody in the group, and I mentioned maybe we should, instead of having, you know how when people say grace, I'm going to tell them, let's go into our hearts from a mind to heart drop. I'm going to teach them that at their family events, because I've never done that before, and I think I'm going to do it for the first time. I'm not going to be shy about it. I'm not going to be embarrassed, because I'm not doing anything so crazy. Just to get it to peace is what I, you know, and then they could come with their gratitude comments after that. You know, once they're in their hearts, then I know that they're, well, I think they're mostly in their heart. They're not into all this New Agey stuff, so I think I'm pretty lucky in that way.
Okay.
So, all right, let me let you go. I'm sorry I took so long.
That's okay. We do have to wrap up, though. Ron, I just wanted to say that the woman whose cat you did the clearing on said her cat yawned as you were doing the clearing, and there were a lot of other helpful suggestions from the listeners on the fast chat tonight for the woman who called in about the Morgellons, including recommending the death barcode. So it actually is, time to wrap up. So we will see you hopefully on Wednesday. If we didn't get your question, I'm going to forward it to Carrie for the Wednesday show, or we'll maybe one of the other co-hosts will pick it up. And Ron has another radio show coming on after this, so everybody check that out on creationlightship.com and tune in. And Ron, I'll turn it over to you. Thank you so much for all the samples you did tonight.
Okay, blessings, everybody. We'll see you later. Thank you.